This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In southern Ohio, in the Appalachian foothills, there's a tiny town called Piketon. It's a company town, but in kind of an unconventional way. The company was a Cold War-era uranium enrichment plant that back in the day was a giant project of the federal government. The feds stopped enriching uranium there about 15 years ago, but still almost 2,000 people go to work there every day just cleaning the place up. And as Lewis Wallace from WYSO reports, some of those cleanup jobs could now be on the line.
My Pike County history experts are sitting side by side on their living room couch holding hands.
I'm Norman Anderson.
And I'm his lovely wife, Betty Jo. And I've lived here as long as he has.
Norm and Betty Jo have been here since the mid-50s, when Norm started working at the Portsmouth Gaseous Diffusion Plant. He's 82 and retired, but he was a popular guy at work.
I was called Hardhead because I had my way of doing things.
Actually,
I wanted to get something done.
Hardhead started here while the federal government was building the plant, and for decades he worked in one of three buildings where uranium was enriched using a lot of heat and pressure.
It's hard to tell people of the magnitude of that those buildings.
When they were built, they were some of the biggest buildings in the world, up in the hills above Piketon, 33 acres on one floor.
And those were all concrete floors. And you imagine pouring 33 acres of concrete.
So in the 50s, this was a boom town. There were 27,000 people on site to build the plant. Housing went up in rows almost overnight. And the plant still employed thousands of people through the 1990s. First, the enriched uranium was used for bombs, then submarines and power plants. Now things are different.
We're disassembling it, literally piece by piece right now.
This is Jeff Wagner, the PR guy for Fluor, the contractor that's running the Portsmouth cleanup. We're outside the web of chain link and razor wire that encloses the plant. In the oldest building inside, there's a Star Trek-type control room. Old-school analog gauges cover every wall. I couldn't record in there, but I met three guys whose job is to sit there in shifts, 24/7, monitoring for leaks in the old industrial equipment. In the newest building, that equipment is being cleaned and removed, wrapped in thick plastic for shipment. Where?
It goes to a DOE certified disposal site in Nevada.
The Department of Energy oversees the whole thing. On top of the contaminated machinery, the agency is dealing with chemical spills, the kind that were sort of routine back in the 50s and 60s, but now known to be toxic. The whole cleanup is expected to take at least until 2042, Wagner says. And there's the B word.
The timeline is really predicated on the budget.
The budget. That's what Fluor and Ohio senators have been jostling with the feds about. The budget for this project has fluctuated. This summer, hundreds of workers at the plant got layoff warnings and offers of buyouts. That's because the budget for fiscal year 2016 might go down about $50 million from 2015. Betty Jo and Norm Hardhead Anderson say Piketon's already struggling.
I mean, this area just doesn't have anything. You know, we don't have industry anymore like we used to. We used to have steel mills. We used to have shoe factories.
Here's the conundrum. If the cleanup slows down because of layoffs, that means a longer time living in the shadow of the Cold War. But when the cleanup finishes, hundreds of jobs will be gone forever.
It's not going to affect us when that plant is shut down. Just everybody we love around here is going to go, and that's sad.
Ultimately, Congress will determine the budget. Jobs here could also depend on how raw uranium sells on the open market. The project makes some money every year from unenriched uranium sales, and there are thousands of rusty barrels of that just sitting here. In Pike County, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.